Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. And without further ado, we'll pass this over to our fantastic, epic rant, Schultz Box. Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate you guys. 211 to 153. That's what I'm looking at right now. I won't tell you who's winning. I'll just say the numbers.
It's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get political.
Spoiler alert.
I don't want to get political.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
What?
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Damn it! I still needed to see the second Deathly Hallows.
Rey is a Skywalker.
Well, I knew that.
Actually, a Palpatine, but
Han Solo
to
dies.
Names. It's like that Spider-Man thing. Oh, we're using our real names now.
Did y'all hear about Han Solo dying before you actually saw the Star Wars?
No, I saw the movie 2 days before it came out.
Oh, well, you bastard. I found out about Han Solo dying before I actually saw it.
Don't mess with me, man. I watch Star Wars the day they come out because ain't nobody spoiling nothing.
I saw that there's another new show coming out.
The Harry Potter
Skeleton
or Star
Crew.
Wars show?
With
Skeleton Crew, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jude Law?
Jude Law and a bunch of kids.
Good for him.
And a bunch of
probably
kids.
Not going to be very good.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But I'm going to watch it.
A lot of the news.
Damn
Star
well
Wars
right,
stuff
I'm going to watch it.
Doesn't seem very
tonight,
good.
Tonight, I'm going to finish Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
The show?
That I've seen multiple times, but I got the last two episodes, and boy, compared to this political race, it's pretty on point.
I'm probably going to watch 72 Most Dangerous Animals Latin America again for
God,
the 50th
I love
time.
You, Joe.
Anything.
God, I wish I lived your life.
Anything but this election coverage. All right, guys, let's get into it. Obviously, we are on the precipice of the hot stove season. GM meetings about to begin. Deals already being swung after the World Series. One in particular kind of surprised me, guys. The Braves offloading some salary, trading Jorge Soler to the Los Angeles Angels for Griffin Canning, and it was obviously a salary dump.
R.I.P. Jorge Soler.
Jorge is literally, getting paid $14 to $16 million a year, and the Braves are not taking back any money. They're basically just giving up this player for a crappy player in return. Griffin Canning had like a 5-something+ ERA, but the Angels are terrible. I don't know what they're doing. They re-signed their crappy general manager during the middle of the season to an extension. So, guys, fair or foul, like, the move itself makes sense, but fair or foul, it makes sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler as an organization. What the hell are they doing?
I actually kind of like this for the Angels.
Okay.
Jorge Soler, World Series MVP Jorge Soler. I actually kind of like this for the Angels. What's interesting is the guy they gave up is a highly Garrett
Griffin Canning.
Griffin Canning, thank you. Griffin is a highly touted prospect that could not figure it out in LA. But I would also argue nothing is figured out in LA. So I love that the Braves are doing this salary dump to take a shot on this Griffin kid and see if they can't fix him. Anthopoulos, knows what he's doing down there. I believe in what he's doing down there. So I love that it's a salary dump to get this kid and take a shot. But I do believe the Angels have to do something to be competitive next year. And they've got young guys that are solid. And assuming Trout can be healthy, he'll probably DH all next year. You've got a center fielder in Jorge Soler. I like this move for Anaheim. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not winning the World Series. But I like this move for Anaheim. I really do. Marino will spend money on stupid people, so the money is nothing. I like this move for Anaheim. You just better hope that kid is not good in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
You just better pray to God he's not good in Atlanta.
Well, I don't know. I think that Jorge Soler's name just holds a lot more weight because of it being a World Series MVP.
It sounds sexier than it's actually worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is 100% the case. Sorry, say the question one more time.
Yeah, fair or foul, it made sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler.
I don't know. You're giving up crap for crap, is what I see. Like, Griffin Canning was 5-point-something ERA. Jorge Soler, I mean, the last time he was in California playing baseball, wasn't doing too great up the road in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I think that's just, you know, lost cause with Canning. And I think that if either of these players, like, which would I rather put my money on as far as future success, I would say Canning in Atlanta. Like, they've shown that they can make arms much better than they were or can keep them consistent. I mean, Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez this year. Who the hell thought they were going to have the years that they had?
True, that's true, especially Sale.
So if I'm going to trust a team to take a pitcher and mend his career, get it on the right track, I'll lean on the Braves to do that versus the Angels versus any batter ever that comes in their franchise, it seems like. Besides Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
Well, speaking of those guys, another big-name free agent like a Shohei Ohtani or a Mike Trout is available this offseason. Garrett Anderson?
Sorry.
What?
Continue.
Slamming Tim Salmon?
Continue.
No, we can name great angels. It's okay. What was the angel, the outfield pitcher's name that Tony Danza played?
I'm Nolan Ryan.
He was a good angel, too, actually. A great angel. Okay, guys.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So, a big name on the free agent market this year, probably the biggest other than Shohei Ohtani in the last 5 years, Juan Soto, 26 years old, expected to get around $550 to maybe $600+ million. A lot of prognosticators, national media saying that like a 12 to 14 year deal at a $40 to $60 million annual value is possible. This is going to be one of the biggest contracts we've ever seen handed out in baseball. And Juan Soto said that he is open for business with all 30 teams. The Yankees do not have an advantage in signing him or re-signing him, excuse me. So, guys, fair or foul, we've been seeing all those top teams attached to him, the Yankees, the Mets, the L.A. Dodgers. Fair or foul, the L.A. Dodgers will win the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
No, foul. I was going to let Patrick take this, and then you said the question out loud. I'm just like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm trusting my man, best friend, close friend, P1 of the show, Jeff Passan. Yes, he listens to the show. Don't look that up.
I mean, he helped build the show.
That
we text him all the time.
Hell yeah.
It will not happen. Whether he goes to the Mets, some other team.
No, stop.
I just can't believe that the Dodgers are going to pull this off. It will be one of those where I'll eat the crow. I'll believe it when I see it. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this. It's foul.
I would believe the Tigers signing him more than the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think they can wrap that up enough to make it work financially. Also, Mookie plays
right. We'll
pay
you in 2054. How about that?
Mookie plays right, and you're going to put Juan Soto at right. That's a massive defensive drop. And your DH situation, I think they like that being flexible and not being, you know, consistently Juan Soto. I think what's really interesting is I think there's a lot of teams that play for Juan Soto, a lot more than people think. I want to bring this up next week about where we really think and is his future over in New York, but I'll give a little tease to this. These are the teams that I think will be in play for Juan Soto. The New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, the Texas Rangers, the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, I'll even throw the Mariners in that. Like, I think a lot of teams are going to check in on Juan Soto.
Nationals?
The Nationals.
They would love him
as
back.
As well. The question is, and we'll talk about this next week, is does Juan Soto want to win or does Juan Soto want to make money? Are we doing Bryce Harper deals or are we doing Mike Trout deals? And that's going to be the reality. My answer is no. I think the Dodgers are the 10th best favorite to sign Juan Soto.
Wow. I like it. I hope that's the truth. I don't want to see the Dodgers
they don't need
with a super lineup.
They don't need him.
They
need Max Fried. They need Walker Buehler. They need Corbin Burns.
They need to replace
Teoscar
Hernandez.
They need Devin
Hernandez,
Williams
though.
From Milwaukee. They need Shane Bieber coming off Tommy John. Like, they need Willie Adames at shortstop. They got way more needs than a Juan Soto.
So according to DraftKings,
they get Juan. They don't really need Adames, do they?
These are the odds. Soto's next team. Yankees are the favorite. Mets are second favorite. Dodgers at plus 750. Any other team plus 1200. Cubs plus 1500, Nationals plus 1800, Blue Jays plus 2000, as well as the Giants, and then Red Sox at plus 2500.
I'd go live in Canada.
I might go put like a little $10 bet on that.
I'd love go live in Canada, but you got to trade Bobuchet.
All right, guys, fair or foul, good old New York Yankees. We've been talking about them, of course, losing the World Series to the Los Angeles Dodgers in five games. Pretty tumultuous time in their bullpen, pretty tumultuous time at the plate, and very tumultuous in their dugout watching Aaron Boone chomp that gum. I swear he was like looking for more flavor in it or looking for a solution, but he just couldn't find it. They're still a decent team, guys. When they're hitting and they're good, they are one of the better teams in baseball, so fair or foul, the Yankees will make it back to the World Series in the next three seasons.
Foul. It's the curse of the Goombas, the curse of the right field fence or the right field foul line. That's what I'm going with now. Those guys,
yeah, that D-bag and his friend
trying to rip open that glove and everything, which again, borderline hilarious, but also complete douchebaggery. No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Spit on that thing.
I think they kind of got lucky with their World Series matchups as well. I mean, they played a Royals team who, besides the Orioles, were one of the worst teams in the postseason and coming into the postseason. I think the Guardians did not have the pitching or the bats to combat what the what the Yankees were doing. I think that the American League is only going to get better. And I do not see the Yankees going back to a World Series in the next 3 years, especially when Juan Soto leaves.
It'll be very interesting to see what Houston does. The Bregman situation is going to be fascinating.
Very true.
The Mariners have the pitching staff. It'll be fascinating to see what they do offensively, if they can fix that, bringing back most of the good players, not the Polancos of the world, but the good players in a Rosarena and things like that. It'll be very interesting to see. The Orioles might be the most fascinating team in the offseason to see what they can do. The Tigers are projected to win the Central next year, despite losing to the Guardians, who are kind of bringing everyone back. I think the American League was down this postseason. The Royals were spent. The Guardians threw up all over themselves. And the Yankees, to Alex Rodriguez's point, had the easiest route to the World Series, and that's what bit them. And the American League is going to be better next year. I'm going to say foul. I don't think the Yanks are back in 3 years. Even with Soto. Spoiler alert, I don't think they're getting Soto. With Soto, I don't think they're back in the next 3 years. I think they have too many problems. I'll say foul.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.